Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy
and Mike Hutchinson.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week takes us to one of Britain's largest booksellers, which has been in Norwich for 50 years. But first, here's information desk.
Thank you very much to Anonymous for your kind and generous donation. You know who you are. Mrs. Mary Southwood, we're sorry that you've had problems listening to last week's recording. We hope that you have better luck with this week's.
One of our listeners received information about a scam targeting vision-impaired people. The information about the scam is as follows. A colleague at Deafblind Cymru has warned us about a scam targeting people who receive bank statements by audio CD. A member of Deafblind Cymru has no vision and as a result receives his bank statements via audio CD. Recently, an audio CD arrived at his home which he played and it stated that there was an issue with his account and that he was to contact the bank on a number given on the CD. Luckily, the member had the bank's number pre-saved on his phone, meaning he used this number to contact his bank, who confirmed there was no issue. And this was a scam. Somehow, these scammers have found out the member receives information via CD and has used his vulnerability to specifically target him. Luckily, the member was wise to it on this occasion. There's no doubt, therefore, that other blind members may be receiving such dodgy CDs, so we wanted to raise awareness of this latest scam with you all to pass on to our members. Please be aware that there are some people who try to scam other people to get their money or details. Banks say that they would never ask their customers to ring up about issues, and you definitely should never give any details of PIN numbers or passwords. We do not want to alarm you, but please just be aware of these scams and be careful.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4pm. It's at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities, including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. It costs £8 per year to join. So if you're interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. The next meeting will be on Thursday, the 4th of October.
The next two items on information desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the second item. F-Stop Eyes Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30pm, where they either hold indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or monthly outdoor meetings which are photo shoots around the city or out in the country. The next meetings are on Friday, the 5th of October, which is outdoor, and Friday, the 19th of October, which is indoor.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love or reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3pm at the 2nd Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on the 8th of October. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Macular Group. The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2pm at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. The next meeting takes place on the 12th of October. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
Mark Smith of the NNAB has asked for the following to be included in Information Desk. A roadworks ramp consultation by UK Power Networks, the UEA and Purple Reach. These organisations have been asked to get the opinions of people with disabilities on a new style of roadworks ramp. They'll be running two consultation events where they will ask your opinion on the ramp. They will video and audio record your answers. These recordings will be used in multiple reports, training packages and online. The events are at, first of all, the University of East Anglia, Norwich, from 10:30 to 12:30 on Tuesday the 9th of October, and at Deptford Lounge in London from 10:30 to 12:30 on Friday the 23rd of November. They will pay travel expenses and £40 for each person taking part. This includes the carers. A British Sign Language translator will be provided at both events. Catherine Dean, that's spelt D-E-A-N-E, has recorded YouTube videos of her readings through the information sheet and the consent forms, and these are on YouTube, so you'll find them under Catherine Dean. If you need to contact Catherine Dean for more information about the event and to see if you are selected. We need a range of people taking part, so may not be able to invite everyone who volunteers. You can contact her directly, k.dean@uea.ac.uk, or telephone her on 01603 597 047.
The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's Seeing Things is back. If you miss the Charles Bonnet Syndrome inspired art exhibition in the Forum earlier this year and had wanted to go, it's heading to the Cathedral Crypt Gallery, so now's your chance. As many of you will already know, Charles Bonnet Syndrome is, put very simply, a form of visual hallucination brought on following sight loss. This syndrome is experienced by many visually impaired people, regardless of the cause of their sight loss. From beautiful patterns and geometry to incongruous shapes, bizarre forms, and frightening apparitions, CBS hallucinations take any visual form the brain can imagine. Simply knowing what CBS is takes away most of the anxiety, fear, and confusion for most sufferers. Building on the success of the exhibition at the Forum, we're continuing our efforts to explain and destigmatise Charles Bonnet Syndrome in an interesting and engaging way. We hope the art will get people talking about their condition and try and prevent misunderstanding and even misdiagnosis. There will be large print and braille information available, plus a series of engaging audio interviews with CBS sufferers and further information about the condition. You can also find out more online at charlesbonnet.art. That's charlesbonnet.art. The collaboration between CBS sufferers and artists will be presented at the Cathedral Crypt Gallery from Friday the 5th of October to Saturday the 13th of October from 11 to 4. It's closed on Sunday. Free entrance. The Crypt Gallery is near the Cathedral Close Archway entrance that's closest to the Maidshead Hotel. It is to the left of the Cathedral and there will be signs for the exhibition. Please note, there are 12 steps to get down into the gallery. Any questions, please call the NNAB on the usual Norwich number of 01603 629 558 and ask for Gemma Baldwin. And now, on with the local news.
There were two sad stories that featured in the evening news this week. One was the conviction of the murderer of Ms. Farnes Ali. The other was the funeral of nightclub owner Ibish Perry, whose death we reported on last week. There was an unusual crime story this week about a Lithuanian lady who said she thought she was looking after roses. Well, the plants may have been sweet-smelling, but they certainly were not roses, as we will hear. The heartbroken partner of the murdered woman left for dead in her neighbour's flat was described as a totally unique person. Farnes Ali died after a brutal and senseless attack by Danny Williams in Norwich in July 2017. Williams, 27, will be sentenced at Norwich Crown Court after being found guilty of her murder. Oliver Howlett was Miss Ali's partner of 18 years and they had been engaged for about 10 years. He had reported her missing after she failed to return home from a walk. He said, "I consider her to have been a totally unique person." The jury heard Miss Ali had 59 injuries after being attacked with a hammer after complaining about her neighbours playing loud music. A jury took little over 3 hours to convict Williams, who did not react to the verdict.
Hundreds of mourners paid a final tribute to Norwich nightclub owner Ibish Perry at his funeral in northern Cyprus. Mr. Perry was found dead earlier this month at his home above Bisht nightclub on Prince of Wales Road in the city. His body was then taken to Lapta, the village in northern Cyprus, where Mr. Perry's father, Steve, grew up. The funeral service took place at the Haydar Pashazadi Mehmet Bey Mosque and was attended by friends and family from the area, along with loved ones from Norwich, Chelmsford, London and Birmingham. An imam said prayers, after which Mr. Perry's body was driven in a Cypriot hearse to the local cemetery, where he was laid to rest. The family said they were pleased to have so much support from local mourners, as well as from people who had travelled from the UK. Mr. Perry was buried next to his grandfather, who vanished on Christmas morning 54 years ago during conflict between Greek and Turkish Cypriots. It was only 2 years ago, after a Greek Cypriot made a deathbed confession and shared what had happened, that the family were able to recover his body and have him buried in the cemetery.
An unemployed Lithuanian woman who found a housekeeper job looking after what she believed were rare roses for £1,000 a month has been found guilty of producing and possessing cannabis. Svetlana Jarmalavisyan of St James Close, Norwich, was arrested on August the 22nd after police searched a bungalow in the Valleyside Road where she had been working for 2 months looking after and watering some sort of exotic Japanese plant. Police described the bungalow, which had 3 cultivation rooms and had been adapted specifically for the growing of the Class B drug, as a cannabis production facility. Norwich Magistrates Court heard that the living room was completely insulated and growing pipes were installed through the loft space. There were also pots of boiling water in one of the bedrooms, as well as an infiltration units and skunk sample plants. When police later arrived at the defendant's home address, they found her laptop open, a bag of cannabis and a cannabis plant in a jar by the side of her bed. However, Svetlana said she was asleep when the officers arrived and that she was given the jar to look after, but she didn't know what was inside. In her trial, the 49-year-old swore an oath that she didn't know what cannabis was or what it looked like. Accompanied by a Lithuanian interpreter, she added that she had never taken or seen the drug. Stephen Poole, prosecuting, asked the defendant if she knew that cannabis is a plant. If she was ever suspicious about what she was being asked to do, and if she ever inquired or researched the plants that she was growing. Ian Fisher, defending, said the defendant gave police lots of information at the interview, has no criminal record in the UK or Lithuania, and said that she should not be judged based on the lack of knowledge of drugs. Summing up, Chair of the Bench Susan Alexander said, We do not believe that the defendant put forward a credible explanation and therefore find you guilty of offences. Svetlana was released on bail on the condition that she lives and sleeps at her home address, and she will appear at Norfolk Magistrates Court for sentencing on November the 2nd.
The second feature today was written by regular correspondent Derek James. He tells us about a famous firm hatched 50 years ago in a chicken shed. Here is Trevor Wood to tell us about Bertram's.